O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 9 through 11.
1 Thessalonians 5, verses 9 through 11. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. Have you ever heard someone complain that they're just receiving too much encouragement? Of course not. Encouragement is something that we all crave, yet it often appears to be in short supply. But thankfully, our God has provided reason and resources for us to be encouraged. He encourages us with the truth that in Christ, he has made us his own. This means that we can know, despite anything we are facing, that we're going to be okay. But this isn't a truth that we're supposed to just sit with by ourselves. No, God gives us brothers and sisters to come alongside us and remind us of who we are and whose we are. So as you reflect on this text, ask that the Spirit would begin his work in your heart. Pray that he might reveal someone in your life who needs to be encouraged and built up. You probably won't have to look very far. And ask him to encourage your heart with the truth that you belong to him. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.